Q94, you're about to rock as we continue visiting with area high school football coaches. We're staying in the SCA with Houston Tigers head man, Eric Sloan. How are we doing, Coach?
I'm good. How are you, Gary?
I'm doing good. It's, you know, it's that time of year again. It seems like we just talked last week, you know.
Yeah, time has really flown by, and they say the older you get, the faster it goes, and I'm deciding that's about to be the truth.
Well, what's the numbers look like this year for your Houston Tigers?
Numbers are down just a little bit. We're probably hovering around 42, 43, 44, somewhere in there. But, I mean, down just a little bit, but, you know, it's still a pretty good number.
Yeah, for Class 2, that's still solid. And how did the summer go?
Summer was good. You know, lots of new faces trying to find the field this year. So it's been pretty competitive. The attitude's been good. Spirits have been high. So that's always good to see when summer rolls around and kids come in, you know, hungry and excited and looking to win a job.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you had a really good senior class, and this is not necessarily, you know, the new Tigers, but, I mean, there's going to be several new faces out there, isn't there?
Yeah, there really is, and you don't realize how many seniors you had until graduation happens and you start up in the summer and those kids aren't there. We're only returning one starter offensively that's going to play the same position this year, and that's DJ Riley at quarterback. Mm-hmm. We returned three total starters on offense, so it is. It looks a lot different, and with that comes some challenges. But it also creates competition, and you know, it's kind of the next man up mentality. And every year, you're sitting here thinking, "Oh my goodness, if this person goes down, we're young." And I mean, it's the same conversation every year. But I think Every year you're like, "Oh wow, here we go." It's kind of real.
Yeah. Well, who do the Houston Tigers have week one, and what are you thinking you're going to see out of them?
We play Pierce City week one. That is a home game this year. We traveled over there last year. So, I honestly don't know. I haven't seen anything out of them. You know, Coach Gensler's on year two. His son is returning as a quarterback. You know, I know they won a state title several years back, and I think kind of the legacy, the sons are all like appear to be in the sophomore class. So I know there's a lot of excitement buzzing around over there about, you know, what dads have done, and the kids have been real successful growing up. So, you know, I expect they're going to – last year they were humongous up front. I mean, we look small. And I hope most of those kids graduated. But they do have one big monster coming back up front. But I think they're going to be just real quick and fast and try to utilize some of that. So last year they were kind of a power, just humongous up front, try to run you over kind of team, and they had a really special running back that had great vision and power and all the things to go with it. So I really don't know. They graduated several, and you know, some of the young kids are coming up that I think they like to spread it out when they were younger and run and throw and all the things. So I expect we'll get to see a little bit more of that probably, but again, I just don't know yet.
Right on. Everybody, head coach of the Houston Tigers, the one and only Eric Sloan, and of course you can catch the Tigers right here on Q94 Friday nights. Coach, we appreciate you, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, sounds good. See you, Gary.